It's Channel One, right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy. This Tuesday, the 2nd of March, 1971. Channel One, right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. This Tuesday, the 2nd of March, 1971. Tuesday, the 2nd of March, 1971. I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. Channel One, right, I'm setting up for Miss Daisy. Channel One, right, I'm setting up for Miss Daisy. Miss Daisy, for Tuesday, the 2nd of March, 1971. A new reel. Channel One, right, I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. 2nd of March, Tuesday, the 2nd of March, 1971. This new reel, Channel One, right, and I'm setting up Miss Daisy for Tuesday, the 2nd of March, 1971.
Does as well as violet. Ring all the time. Well, I don't know, Miss Daisy. I think we get spring fever. And you never have heard of spring fever.
Well, I have heard of it, but I haven't had it.
Uh-huh.
If I did, I didn't know it.
Well, maybe it's just another excuse to be lazy.
I ain't gonna say that. I don't agree with that. Because I don't think you's lazy.
You just don't know. But now you had fall fever.
Yes, ma'am. Typhoid and malaria. I've had that. I used to have it every fall. But I finally got old. I ain't had it now. Years and years.
Well, how did it affect you?
Well, it just made me sick and weak. And I'd have headaches and sometimes just aches. Pains. Sometimes I was just sick. I didn't hurt nowhere.
Have little chills?
I don't remember. Now, that was my mother's trouble in this fall.
Oh.
She would have chills. She had them, looked at me like months at a time. She'd have chills. But I never did have them.
What did she do for them?
Well, she'd have the doctor. He'd come and he'd give us something. He would find a way off, as I said. What he'd give us, it sure worked slow. It didn't stop him right at once.
Now that was in Georgia?
Yes, ma'am. That was in Georgia. I ain't had no chills since I've been here. My mother didn't have none a long time before she come here. They were all. So I guess what the doctor gave her had got her rid of them. I don't know, but finally she didn't have them.
Well, that's a mean thing to get rid of, that malaria. I know.
Yes, ma'am. My sister, she used to have them too. But now, she'd have them mostly in the spring and in the summertime. She would have them. But I never was bothered with chills.
But you don't know what they...
What they like. No. I ain't never been bothered.
But you had a chill one time, you said.
I had a chill one time.
Oh, what was that?
I got scared. That's what I gave me that one.
You had chills?
I had one. To my remember. You know, in Georgia, we have bad storms. We had bad ones. So one evening, it was coming up a storm. Well, I was home by myself. You know, them red hills up there, and the wind come, that's red dust off of them hills. And it blew up that day, it's red.
Yeah.
And I looked out across there and looked at me like it was a fire coming, like it was scared me to death. I had a chill then, and I ain't had near another one.
You were so scared, you had it?
I was so scared, I had it.
Yeah.
I didn't have it before, till I looked out there and seen that. And I just got so scared, I couldn't hardly stand on my feet. Next thing I know, I was shaking.
Yeah.
Had a chill. If they didn't care me about that thing.
Oh, did they?
Oh, they did. They had a joke on me. But I didn't care. I didn't bother about it.
Well, what did you do for it?
Nothing. When the storm passed over, the chill passed with it.
Well, you must have known it was a scared chill.
Well, that's the reason I say it was a scared chill. I ain't never had a chill in my life, but a scared one.
Well,
and that was
it.
That.
Most people have had all sorts of chills.
That's right. My mother had chills. My sister had chills. One of them. But I never had no chills.
They'd sit in and last one day right after another.
That's right. Then, and they'll get you poor.
Oh.
Oh, yes, my mother's had them till she'd get so thin. Well, she wouldn't eat much, just a little bit, sometimes. Then I had, he didn't get me thin. No thin.
No. What did your mother, how'd she treat him?
Did she? Well, she'd had the doctor and he'd give her something. But he'd wait slow. Whatever it was, he'd wait slow. She continued to have him for a long time. And then they just finally left.
That was after she came down here.
No, that was in Georgia.
Oh, they left.
We was at home. She ain't had no chills since she been out here.
Now, how you figure that?
She ain't had no.
You never been sick, anyhow, have you, Miss Ed?
Me? Oh yes, I have. I was sick. Long time.
Well, that was just when you were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Since
but
then?
Not, I haven't been sick much since I've been here.
Yeah.
Since I've been in this state. But I was sick at home a lot. And I went, you know, I guess that's why I ring them wrong. But I'm like that. I guess that's why I don't believe in running to the doctor all the time. He don't know. He knows some things, and some things he don't know a thing about.
Yeah.
Now, I went to this doctor for years, and yeah, well, when one complaint, it was enough. Well, I was going with to him all the time. Every week I'd have to go to the doctor. So the last trip I made to him, he said to me, he says, well, Daisy said, I don't see nothing else for you but an operation. I think that's what it's going to take to straighten you. And I said, well, I won't be straight. I said, I ain't going to have no operation. He said, well, if you're not going to have an operation, well, there's no need of me fooling with you. I said, well, you won't have to. I ain't go back to him no more.
That's after you come down here?
No, that was home. I ain't been to one doctor. Well, I didn't go to him much. He come to me when I was sick. I'd call him. That was Dr. Strain. And you know, that's been a long time since they would come out. But he would come. And now, they don't know nothing but cutting you. Oh, kill what you go for. You got to have operation. You don't need it. Tell them I ain't cutting them. Children can. Mama, you ought to go have a checkup. I said, check on myself.
Oh, yeah. Now, do your children do that?
Huh? My children tells me I ought to go have a checkup. I said, I check on myself.
They go in for a checkup?
Oh, yes. They go to the doctor for nothing, I say. Have a little pain. Training the children the same way. But if they can get them going, I send them. He been sick. Come sick over a week.
Oh.
But he won't go to the doctor. He got a little cold and something like some little ailments. He get the asthma and he take them. And he said, foam of 44. He take that. He getting better.
He stay home?
Yes, if he home.
Feels bad enough not to go to work?
Yes, ma'am. He ain't been able to work none this week.
Oh.
I think he taken sick last Friday or Thursday. One of them nights. So he ain't been out
since.
I tell him where the old car rested. When he got to rest, the old car rested.
He's a handsome fellow out there, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
That blue jay.
And he knows it.
You didn't get to Miss Patterson's funeral?
Miss Patterson? No. Is she passed? When?
They had the funeral Sunday. Yesterday, Sunday.
Oh, I say, I didn't know that. She buried out there where he is.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've known Miss Patterson a good while, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I've known Miss Patterson a long time. Well, I didn't thought after I heard they put her out there in a home somewhere, I didn't think she'd last long.
No.
Because, you know, she's so used to being on her own, doing her own cooking and fixing and things. She couldn't get used to that.
And And she's mighty particular about what she eats.
That's right.
Yeah.
And how it was fixed when she eat it. And she could fix it good enough for her, me, or you, anybody else.
Oh, she could.
She
yes.
could.
Yes, she could.
Well, I wonder what it'll become of her little house and that little spot she had up there.
Yeah. They had it fixed up all night.
So they had it fixed up? Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah.
You know, comfortable, what I mean by nice.
Mm-hmm.
Just as comfortable as it could be.
And she's got two boys she raised, they tell me. Now, one of them I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I know Paul.
He didn't take after Ms. Patterson very much.
Mm-mm. No. Well, did he take after Mr. Patterson? Who did he take care?
He seemed to be a different type, didn't he?
Now, you know, if him and his wife could have stayed together and kept their family together, that would be a nice little place for them.
Yeah.
But they couldn't make it. You know, I just don't see why folks marry and can't stay together. Now they've got them children. How many children they got?
Oh, about five, haven't they?
And then they split. Well, that scatters your children. And I do think we ought to keep our children together. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
You didn't have many people like Ms. Patterson, did you?
No, sir.
Well, she could.
No, sir.
She could get things done.
Ms. Patterson, she was a good. She had her way about things, and she'd speak her mind about things. She might say something sometime you didn't like, but she was still all right.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody likes everything you do.
First saw her, she was out on a mowing mowing machine.
Yeah.
She had a pair of big old jeans on.
Who, Miss Babson?
And she was mowing her yard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She could do about anything.
Anything she wanted to.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was she couldn't do.
Well, is she a good cook?
Yes.
Well, she used to farm, didn't she?
Yes, she used to farm.
And she had people working for her.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. Yeah.
So she had folks working for her. They used to run sawmill. They had people working for them then.
She'd work right along with Mr. Patterson, wouldn't she? And knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I used to tell them, they'd tell about when Miss Patterson, she stays out there with them. Mm-hmm. I said, she's going to see what to do. or whatever they do. I said, that's the boy she out there for. I said, she ain't working out there for no witches. Mm-mm. Well, he wasn't there, and then she would be there.
Well, that's what they said about her.
Yeah.
She was.
If Mrs. Patterson is right there with them. I said, she ain't there so much for working with you. She had to see what is you doing, whether you work or not.
Yeah.
I never worked for her, none. Well, I picked some beans for up there. Where she living now. That's all. I picked some beans and picked some cucumbers for her up there. They used to farm that place up there.
Well, now, Miss Daisy, she could also take a hold of that religion and do something with it.
Yes, sir. That's what they tell me.
She just, when she got a hold of something, it moved, didn't it?
That's what they say. I never see them moving nothing or trying to lift nothing, nothing like that. Whenever I see that she'd come out there and do field sometimes. She might come to get beans for her dinner, or she might just come to see how was the beans turning out. Anything, but she never lift nothing. And I see the, I never see the way nowhere within her house.
But you've seen her work the others, everything else.
That's right. That's what I tell them. She was working them. She wasn't so much work for her. But she was out there to see that they did it, or see if they was doing it.
And she made that religion work too,
didn't
she?
That's right. That's right. She would have a man to check our beans, what we picked, and keep up with them and things like that. But she would come out once in a while and see. Miss Patterson was just a smart woman. And I often think about, I pass the park over there and look at it. It looks so much different. Especially on Thanksgiving days, Christmas Day. You see Ms. Richardson and Ms. Patterson and Ms. Johnson, and then they would be sure to have that dinner out there. If they mentioned it, the younger ones would have. They'd have so much food out there and keep their dinner. I think Miss Iris McCray keeps up the park. She keep it clean and mowed, and I think she painted the shelters and things. We see Ms. Richardson used to see it all that when she was here.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Ms. Richardson could do things too, couldn't she?
She could. Now, I've seen her work down around her house, but I ain't never seen her work in the field. But I seen her hole, dig hole, take a shovel and dig hole, put posts down like she needed it, rake her yards, pick up moss, pile it. I seen her work. I seen her watering her flowers. She'd have two buckets, two water buckets. She'd carry both of them to their spigot and fill them up and cam down to the back side of her yard or wherever she was watering it. And she couldn't walk fast enough, so she'd just go running with them two buckets.
Yeah.
Oh, that woman could do things and didn't mind it.
Yeah.
Mornings when I'd come to work, she would be up out in her yard working. And I'd get up there. I used to tell her, I said, Miss Richardson, I said, I think me and you and Freddie is the first one gets up around here. And she says, I expect so days. I don't see nobody when I get up. Till I see you coming. I said, you be done I don't know what before you see me. She said, not so much.
No, you got up there too pretty early.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. But if I'm going to work, I want to go early. I want to get an early start.
Well, now, you didn't have so far to go then. You lived right over there.
Mm-hmm.
Under the tree.
Who? Under that tree?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, you see, that's where I'd be coming from, under the tree.
That ain't any distance.
No.
You could just step over there?
Step right on up the hard road. But then what is it?
You think Doris is made kind of like that?
What? No, sir. I don't.
Well, now, she gets things.
She's smart, all right. And some things, but Doris do things mostly because she has to. She get up early because she have to. So, when she gets up, get the breakfast so the children can get off and think, well, she don't see no need of going back to bed because I have to get up if she's busy. So she just stays up and waits. Till time for her to go.
But now she like Miss Patterson, she can do a lot of things, Miss Daisy.
Oh yes, she can do lots of things. I'm talking about heavy things. She can do heavy work.
Yeah.
She's strong.
And she can actually do the work.
That's right.
You see?
She can. My, if she happened to get left and don't have no way to get to work one day.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago, she couldn't go to work. James, he went off somewhere early that morning. He was going to come back and take her to work. He knew he'd come back. I think he got back about 8 or 9 o'clock that night. Well, she couldn't go to work, so me and her worked on the yard around there, burnt some of that trash and piled up some of it, and she washed and pushed one thing and another around there. So she said one day, she said, well, if I had another day at home like that, I could make a show. I said, yeah, you could. She said, but I don't know when I have another day like that. I said, I don't either, but it may be in the morning.
Well, now, you know, she does a lot of church work, just like Miss Patterson.
Yes, oh, yes. She'll work her link in the church, for the church, and around the church. She is a good church worker.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves it.
She loved it. Well, now you see, she more like Miss Patterson than you'd think. She'd do all that, and she'd cook and wash and get things done.
That's right. That's right. Well, in that way, I guess she is.
Yeah.
think so.
Now, she gets along with everybody, too.
Yes, sir. That's what I like about it. She gets along with everybody.
Yeah.
She don't have no confusion with nobody. Then, if there's anything she can do to help anybody, she do that.
But now, Miss Patterson didn't always get along with everybody.
I don't think so. I don't know for sure, but I don't think.
Yeah.
You know, I have hearing some folks say some little slight things about Miss Patterson. But all I had to say about Miss Patterson was made like she was made, and she had her way just like anybody else. Take her ways away from her, where you couldn't get along with her. You couldn't change it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same way with you, me, and everybody else. Just let us go on. Me go on with my way, you go on with yours, and we get along.
I somehow got the idea that the people over there, Mrs. P.K.'s family, the company people, didn't always feel comfortable around her.
I wonder, do Carrie know Miss Patterson? Carrie?
I just don't know.
She asked me about Miss Patterson one day, and last week. I said, well, I think she's in a home.
The door is so airy.
She kept saying she wanted to go up and see her.
Yeah.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm. I heard that she did. I used to hear Miss Patterson talk about what good help in the house she had.
Yeah.
And some of these people worked for her.
Faye, mm-hmm. I was over there the other day talking to Miss Daisy and Granddaddy, and we got to talking about banks, you know,
yeah.
At Ida. And she's the one that, she was the one who told Daisy why Granddaddy come up to get that water.
Oh, I like to think about that, Miss Daisy.
You couldn't fool her.
Mm-mm.
Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't give a thought. I thought he just wanted to drink a water. And our house was right on the road. We had a good well of water there. So I just thought he wanted to go.
And he kept coming by for a drink of water.
Mm-hmm.
And she told you why.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just couldn't fool her. I wish I had known her.
Yeah.
Well, I wish so, too. She was a sweet old soul to me.
Well, now, she wasn't always an old soul. When you first knew her, she was...
She wasn't an old soul when I first knew her. She was just a woman.
Yes.
Kind of aged, but she wasn't old, because she could work and do anything when I was older.
Like Miss Patterson.
I'm talking about My Aunt Ida. I don't know nothing about Miss Patterson Butchin.
She could get things done.
But I know about my Ida Butchin. She's working the field. She hold cotton, chop cotton, pick cotton, and do anything. I knowed her then. We used to pick cotton in the field together. We used to hold cotton in the field together.
Well, Miss David,
there were plenty of fun.
When did she start being independent?
Who? Aunt Ida?
Yes. She, like you said down there the other day, when she got ready to go, she didn't have to ask.
She'd tell you. She didn't ask, can I go? She said, I'm going. Sit and sit your place. Sit and sit your time. Well, she was there for a long time. You see, her first husband died. I didn't know him. Then she come on further down. Disagreed. She was in Putnam County, and then she moved from there to Jones County. I think it said it was 100 miles different than the stuff. Well, after she was down here, she married again. But she was with a long time. And she married. Well, she married a Jenkins.
Oh.
He was a preacher. So he would have to go to...
Oh, he was a preacher.
He was a preacher, but not where they went. He never was my pastor. He never was hers. He preached other places. He didn't preach at home.
Yeah.
Oh.
He preached in other places. So she would tell him, well, I'm going... Just a place. And I said, I'm going to go ahead. She didn't care.
Well, now, Miss Liza married a preacher.
What, Miss Liza?
Miss Liza Washington.
Said she did.
Yes, she did.
But it wasn't me.
No. That's when she was back up in Blackshear and up in there.
I didn't know her then.
Yes, sir, he was a preacher. And that's the way I talked to her a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sat down on the porch. And that's where she learned so much.
Uh-huh.
Because she'd read the Bible and she could talk to him about it.
That's right. She read, and then she could ask him questions.
Yes.
And he'd help her straighten out things about.
That's
and
right.
She knowed a plenty about the Bible.
Did she?
Liza did. But I didn't know how she learned.
Well, that's the way we figured out, sitting down there on her porch. I said to her, now, Miss Liza, I see now where you got so smart. And she was smart. She talked well, didn't you think?
I do.
I've heard her talk over there on Miss Bessie's porch.
Mm.
Well, now, you see, that's where Banks
got a whole lot from.
You reckon?
I guess so. Her husband was a preacher, and he was a good one, and he knowed Bible. Pretty good.
You heard him?
Hmm?
You'd heard him?
Heard him preach? Yes, I heard him preach.
Yeah.
I heard him preach plenty of times.
Yeah. Well, now, what was Banks doing all that time?
Sometime she was at his church where he was preaching at, listening, just like me. Sometimes he would come and preach for our pastor. at
home.
Our church.
Yeah.
And we listened to it. And then you see, he formed. You could listen to him. Pope. Lunchtime, we talk. Nights, we talk. We didn't have no time for conversations in the morning. Because we all had to get ready and go work.
Had to start moving.
See ya.
But you could talk at night.
But I enjoyed them good old days back there. Some folks say you think them was good old days, but there wasn't days like this. I said, no, there sure wasn't. There sure wasn't no days like this.
Yeah. But now, at night back there, you could talk, Miss Daisy.
Yes. Night. And if we were close to the house where we go home for lunch, we could talk.
Oh,
he'd talk.
That's right.
But if we was a mile or two from the house and we had to go home, by the time we got through with our lunch, it was time to get back on the road to your wife. But nights, we'd sit up there late, just talking, talking about the Bible and talking about different things.
You and who?
Me, my aunt, her husband, and
you listen to them talk.
Yeah. I would listen at them talk, and then I was old enough to say a word too. Sometime.
Well.
Because I was living with her during this time. I was living with her.
Yeah.
My mother hadn't never come down to Rochelle during this time.
Well, now you see, your mother never talked.
Not much.
So you could learn like that.
That's right.
So you learn?
My mother never talked much.
You learned the soul.
She would work, but she didn't talk much. She wanted to be alone. She didn't want nobody to bother.
You learned the soul and things like that from your mama?
No, I didn't. I just learned it myself after I left my mother.
But you watched her cook?
I wouldn't cook.
Huh?
No, I didn't cook.
But you watched her?
Yeah, I watched her cook.
And you've seen her take them big old cakes out.
I've seen her do. But, I often think about that, Mr. Maher. I don't think I could cook like she cooked.
Yeah.
Now. I don't think I could handle them big old oven and them tops and cook big cakes and then get them out. I'd leave mine to fall to pieces.
You just spoiled now, Miss Daisy.
I don't think I could do that.
But now, when y'all got home from work and eat supper, you could set out there on the porch and talk with Banks.
That's
and
right.
Her husband.
We'd sit out there on the porch sometime till 10:30. Sit out there. Talking sometimes 11 o'clock. Some nights if we were very tired, we'd go to bed, take our bath, and go to bed about 9:30.
Well, if you had a half hour's talk or an hour's talk, that's a whole lot of talk.
That meant much.
If it's good talk, ain't it?
That meant much.
Yeah. I'll bet you, it would be fine to listen to them talk. Because you see, he read it. And he didn't have to have the school people tell him.
That's right.
He just read it and made something of it, didn't he?
That's right.
Yeah. Genesis and all them things.
And he liked to talk. Oh, he could talk.
Yeah. Talk about...
talk about his church, and talk about his crop, and talk about things he used to do. Oh, he could talk.
Uh-huh. And he's better talker than I am.
Than who?
Banks.
Oh, yes, he could beat Banks talking. Of course, he could say three words while Banks did not, too.
Was she slow?
Slow.
Oh, really?
Man.
Oh,
and she was just slow. It looked like he just had them laying up there, and he could just spit them out right on.
Yeah.
But Banks, she didn't do that. She talked slow.
Yeah. Did you think when Banks talked, did you ever think that she would have a lot of sense and all like that?
Well, I did. I thought she had sense.
Yeah.
Might have been because I didn't have much.
Huh?
Might have been. Of course, I didn't have much. I didn't have no better sense than to think she had sense.
Well, I know, but I mean, she talked well, and you felt like this is nice talk.
I did. I did.
Oh, that's fine, Faye. You see, that's what we miss.
Yeah.
You see, they read up themselves, and they sit mm-hmm. out and talk about it, and it mm-hmm. opens up in their mind. Wouldn't that be nice?
That's right.
And they had time to do it, or took time.
They took time to do it.
Now, Doris don't do that.
Uh-uh. Doris, when Doris comes from work, most of the time, there she fixes them some stuff. They sit down. Sit around there a few minutes where she got to go somewhere. Well, it's late when she gets back. Well, sometimes they all go to bed, sometimes they ain't. But time she comes by, well, she's about ready to go to bed, so she don't have much time for talking.
She don't have much time for them, does she?
No.
And you said, that lucky, wasn't it, Miss Daisy, when you went down to live with Banks for a while?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just you and Banks and him.
Mm-hmm. They had two adopted children. Had a boy and a girl. The girl died after she was a grown woman.
Yeah.
Well, before she got good grown, well, she left Banks. You see, Banks and her husband, Ollie, they separated. Something went wrong with him. So he just left her. He went on to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed in Atlanta. Well, after him and her separated, well, it looked like the children didn't want to live with her.
Oh.
So they left. Girl, she went to Atlanta. And the boy, I don't know where he went.
Now, that was her first husband.
That was her second.
Second one. Oh, the preacher.
Yes.
I see.
That was the preacher.
Jenkins.
So I think he went to, he went to Ohio or Washington or where, but anyway, he went way up there. So he met a woman up there, and they married, they called it a marriage. Well, why ain't she married again? She married Brian. That was her third husband, Brian. also,
right?
Uncle Mr. Jenkins, he married up there in the north, and he lived up there till he died.
Mm-hmm.
He died up there, and his wife buried him up there. He didn't come back this way.
Now, I miss that. They separated too?
Yes, sir. They separated. I don't know what happened between them. Because I was here. We didn't move. Yeah, and if I'd have been up there, I wouldn't have known no more than I know.
You don't have any idea?
About what separated? No. When I knowed anything, my sister, she wrote and told me that they had parted. I said, why? She said, don't ask me. She said, but he had been, I think she said he was in Ohio or he was somewhere way up there. So this Brian, she stayed with him till he died. Then after he died, in a year or so, she come here to live with me. She didn't marry no more after Brian died.
Well now, Miss Daisy, when did she start that church work? And
oh, long time ago.
Way back.
I arranged him. I started with her first husband. I didn't know her first husband. But I know one thing. When I know her, she was doing that.
Yeah.
You see, when she come from way up there, down to where we were, she was doing it then.
Already done it.
Yeah.
And so she just done more and more of it. Time
more
she got down
and
here.
More and more. Just. She just didn't know and didn't feel like she had ever done enough for the church.
Oh, is that right?
She always felt like she ought to have done more. Well, you couldn't change it. You couldn't tell her. Well, you ain't a young woman now. You can't do what you used to do. You couldn't tell her that.
Well, she hadn't. She could take care of herself.
Oh, yeah, she could take care of herself.
And do that, too.
Do that, too. That's right.
Well, it didn't.
And she said she would mostly go to these meetings. She'd work all the week. She'd mostly go on Friday evening. She'd not go Friday evening. She'd tell whoever she was working, she wanted her money Friday dinner. Friday noon. She wanted it so she could have it to take care of her when she went.
Yeah.
So she'd go and she'd stay from Friday till Sunday night. And then she'd be ready to go to work Monday.
Oh. Now, it's people like that in the church, they look different, wouldn't they?
You know you miss them.
Yeah.
You can think about what they used to do now. I think about Liza a lot. But mostly I think about Liza. Like she ought to be coming up that lane there, going to Bethel.
Yeah.
Mostly going to Bethel. She come to my house sometimes. She must be going to business, but she's going to holler at me whether she sees me or not.
Yeah.
She's going to holler.
And she
then I'd go out on the porch and me and her chat. Sometimes she'd come on over there and still go, oh, Dave, I didn't start you. I started to miss Bessie. I said, well, I didn't stop you. I said, if you hadn't hollered at me, I wouldn't have come out you.
Yeah.
Keep coming in. But the place don't look like it did when Liza was there.
No. Now, Banks didn't she didn't holler at people like that.
Hmm?
Banks didn't holler at people like that.
Mm-mm. No. Banks didn't do that. If Banks was going to see you, going to your house, she went on to your house. If she had to pass my house, she'd tell me good morning, and she's going on her way.
Yeah.
If she seen me, she'd tell me good morning. If she didn't see me, she didn't say nothing.
But
she wasn't a hand to holler at you and all like that.
She didn't speak to you so all the neighborhood could hear you. Like,
no, she just didn't do that.
That's right. Oh, I'd love to have seen Banks in the meeting. I'll bet you she could...
She could talk.
She could say things
She could
right.
take her Bible and read so much, and then she'd explain so much and so much, and then she bought books, too.
Oh, did she?
Besides her Bible, she bought books. She was... mission woman, like, kind of, what was she? I don't know, but she was something.
The mission for you, mm-hmm. Missionary Society.
Yeah, well, she had a, yeah.
Missionary. And she'd read that book, and she could tell them lots about that book. Well, she'd say so much and so much what the book said. Then she would explain her mind about what she felt like that was and how you should do it. And you should obey. Next thing, you should take care of what you read. You are not to just read and throw it away. So now when you leave here, you leave what you read here. So that's not good for you. Take it home with you.
Yeah.
And read it over and over. Take it home with you.
And keep it in your mind.
Keep it on your mind. Every once in a while, get your Bible and read it and think.
Now, Miss P.K. could do that, couldn't she?
That's right.
I used to go to Sunday school where she was. And she had all that those little verses and things in her mind. And she
Who
could,
that?
Ms. P.K.
Uh-huh.
And she could talk about them and explain them.
Yes, she was good. Ms. Richmond was good.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Where's your mama?
Well, I see what she's doing in here.
She's tending to her business.
Well, I don't think she's got a whole lot of business this morning. We'll see. I'll see what she's got on her mind and see if she's...
I'll change my clothes, Miss Daisy.
Okay.
I'll take my clothes when you're going
into
town.
Okay. I'll get me a drink of water. If I can. Thank you.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I bet you was in there working.
Oh, yeah. I was making one of those puffs like the guy gave you.
Like you gave me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I told her. I said, she's in there tending to her business. She's not asleep.
No, I wanted to sleep because I've been awake a good little bit.
Yeah.
I've been up kind of... I woke up this morning about 10 to after 6, but I didn't get up. I just stayed there.
Just stayed there
and kind of thought about things, you know.
Well, when you hear from the folks.
Well, we talked to my Knoxville people Sunday night.
Oh, you did.
And so she's was kind of preparing to go to Texas, and her daughter called her not to come till about the 13th of the month. So that will make it...
Oh, this month.
Uh-huh, this month of this March. Mm. That she'd rather she'd wait until then. So that's going to make me stay down here some longer.
I'm glad of it.
What are you going to do? When I go home, you'd have to keep a coming.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You'd have to keep a coming
have
up
to
here.
Keep them coming. Tuesday
keep
today.
Keep them company.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday's a big day always. Usually that's my church day at home.
Mm-hmm.
I always go
Tuesday.
I always go to my circle meetings and my church meetings on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Yeah. And I always prepare to do that on Tuesdays. And Mondays I go to another kind of club.
Yes.
A club. Can I always have those 2 days? Can I?
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?
Well, Wednesday, I haven't got that one. I used to have Thursday to go to a garden club.
Yes.
But since I got to where I don't see too good, so I could plant things, you know, and do my club had you to plant things. Plant flowers,
yes,
and then make arrangements, you know, out of what I plant.
That's right.
And so since I got to where I can't dig around and plant things and do that, I just resigned from that club, and I don't go to it on Thursday, but I used to have Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays all ready. Mm-hmm. And then when I would go to a craft, that's where I learn to make all these little things that I make.
Yes.
On Friday. So I had my days all fixed.
All fixed.
But I quit going to the craft. I learned a whole lot of little things, and then I just got
now you do it at home.
I do that at home. But I learned to do make purses out of leather and put designs on them. Put your initials on them and everything like that. I learned that.
Well,
so I made all maturing one a piece out of leather. And so I don't do that kind of work now. It's too hard on my eyes. And then I used to do a lot of little statues, little figures, you know, of things, you know, out of stuff, you know, and paint them.
Make rugs.
Yeah.
And I know when you was down here, you were working on
something. On a rug, yeah.
I made
one out of old stockings.
That's what you were doing.
Well, somebody gave me some more the other day, so I was going to start on.